They're worried their baby bottles will be empty. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I've gone to four or five stores in a day looking for formula.
She's in Portland, Oregon, but the shortage is nationwide.
The Biden administration says it's trying to get more formula on shelves. In the meantime, President Biden spoke with CEOs of major retailers, as well as formula makers Gerber, Reckitt, and others about how to do that. The administration says it's cutting red tape and encouraging manufacturers to simplify formula varieties to boost production.
Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble outside an Abbott facility in Sturgis, Michigan, where formula production was shut down after a recall. The president has a royal meeting this morning, sitting down at the White House with Jordan's King Abdullah. This afternoon, he'll host a much larger gathering.
Several big city mayors and police chiefs are headed to the White House this afternoon for an event highlighting coronavirus relief funding spent on public safety initiatives. Republicans have criticized Democrats for undermining policing and contributing to a rise in crime in many places. President Biden will call for increased spending on public safety.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. There's more storm damage in the Midwest after hurricane force winds hit parts of South Dakota. There are reports of tornadoes, too, just like the day before in Minnesota. Three people were killed in those states. One was crushed when a grain bin fell on a car. In Ukraine,
the first war crimes trial of a Russian soldier since the start of the conflict. A 21-year-old captured Russian member of a tank unit is accused of shooting a 62-year-old man on his bike.
That's Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. There's a rebound on Wall Street from all those big sell-offs lately. The Dow is up 430 points. The Nasdaq's gaining 360. But one stock falling is Twitter, down about 10% after Elon Musk, the billionaire buying the social media site, tweeted he's putting his deal on temporary hold to investigate fake bot accounts, though he later tweeted he's still committed to the purchase. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's back to court today for the states suing to stop President Biden from trying to undo a Trump border policy 10 days from now. They'll go before the same judge who put a temporary hold on that.
Lawyers for the states of Louisiana, Arizona, and Missouri will be in front of a federal judge in Lafayette today, arguing that Title 42, a rule denying asylum claims during public health emergencies, should stay in effect. The rule was implemented under the Trump administration due to the COVID pandemic, but now President Biden hopes to rescind it. More than 1.8 million asylum claims have been denied and migrants expelled under the rule since March of 2020. The state suing claim lifting it will result in a mass influx of migrants. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Coast Guard has rescued 38 people near the coast of Puerto Rico after a boat carrying suspected migrants capsized. They also have found 11 bodies. A murderer sentenced to life in prison in Texas is now running for his life, a fugitive.
The search is on for 46-year-old Gonzalo Lopez, who the Texas Department of Criminal Justice says somehow got out of his restraints and stabbed a corrections officer during a prison transport along Highway 7 near Centerville, as another officer opened fire.
We do not know if the inmate was hit by any of these shots. Last we saw him, he was fleeing across the cow pasture west of Centerville.
Multiple police agencies now searching. Lopez is serving a life sentence for capital murder as well as attempted murder, and people who see something are urged to call 911. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A baby is in critical condition in East Baltimore, Maryland, delivered last night after the mother was shot in a car. That mom later died. A man in the car with her was also killed. Police are looking for suspects. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.